Is it true that when Grandpa was bringing his family up to the lodge as a summer guest, he would come up in a Harley Davidson motorcycle with a sidecar?
No, that was before we got involved with the Meadowbrook.
But my point is, he would come upstate with a sidecar. Who's in the sidecar? Nana and who? You?
Nana was on the back, and Uncle John and I were in the sidecar.
Holy mackerel! That's even better.
Nana was in the back, and then
I pictured her at least in the sidecar with a kid or something. Holy mackerel.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was, Al. I remember I could see Uncle John and I in the sidecar, little kids, you know.
Did that happen more than one summer he came up that way?
Maybe once. I know another time when we were coming up and he had this old car from the junkyard, you know. And we got on from Central Valley up that nice stretch on 90, on 32.
Right.
You know, and he decided to open it up, you know. I think he got up to 50 miles an hour. And the motor went on fire.
Oh, wow.
But nothing serious. We stopped him because of it.
What's the story about how you first stayed at the lodge? The summer that you first stayed at the lodge.
That is a great story. I'm glad you asked. Grandpa, God bless him, as tough as he was a damn, the best provider a guy could want for a father, you know. And he decided we were still in the junkyard business, and I think I was 9 years old, Uncle John was 12, and he decided he's going to take us to a resort in the Catskill Mountains. And he made a reservation at this place called the Raffle Villa.
Oh, you still know the name. The Raffle? You mean like Raffle Ticket?
No, Raffle. Oh. Yeah, like Raffle Villa. It was a resort, Italian resort, in the Catskill Mountains, up 9W, you know. And so we got a Model A Ford, you know. And the two kids and Nana, you know, right? No, Al, your brother Al. No, he wasn't around yet. So, we go up there. Oh, this was a big thing. I mean, to go up with a Model A Ford, Henry Hudson Parkway over to George Washington Bridge, up, you know, this 9W. It was a big trip, you know. We're going to the country. So we get up there, and we go to check in, you know. And it was a hot summer day. And for whatever reason, don't know, I still wouldn't know but to this day, but our reservations weren't acknowledged. There was some mix-up. There was something wrong that we couldn't stay. It was all filled up, you know. Well, Grandpa, he got all upset, you know, and all upset. Yep. Get in the car, we're going back home, you know. Oh, we were disappointed, you know, when I treated the kids. And we were all disappointed, even him, I guess. I mean, I know he was. So, and he must have saved so hard to save that little money to take us up in the country. Well, fortunately, on the way home, he said, I'm going to stop and see my cousin, Louis Antonelli. They lived where they are now, you know. And so we pull in, we come down to Catskills up 9W, down and we stop, and him talking to Louie, he explains what had happened, blah blah blah. He says, so we're on the way home again, and Louie says to him, he says, Al, a friend of mine, how fortuitous, this friend of mine just opened up this resort called the Meadowbrook Lodge. We were there like on a Saturday. He opened it yesterday.
God almighty.
No. Al, come look at the place. It's right around the corner. How long will it take? Come look at it. Well, he leaves us there. And I remember I was a kid, 9 years old. Him and Coochie and I, we were talking. I didn't even know them then, you know. Mm-hmm. They were strangers to us. And so Grandpa goes and sees the Meadowbrook, It had just the main building and the three cabins in the back. That was it. No pool, no nothing, you know. And he just opened it. So I guess, well, obviously, Grandpa decided it was okay. And he comes back, he said, we're staying. Oh, we jumped up in the air, we're all excited. And we went to this one little bungalow out in the back, the one-room cottage. But we wouldn't be, well, you and I would be talking, but I mean, everything in Newburgh would never have happened if those reservations were acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
We had to be turned away to be on the way back home. This guy opened it up the day before.
Do you remember how long you stayed that first time?
Yeah, a week.
A week.
A week. I think the rate was like $15 a week and maybe $6 for kids. And we had milk on the table and you know, the water pitchers.
Do you have any specific memories of that week? What other kids you played with? What you did? If you took trips?
No, nothing specific, Al. Just that we were excited to be there, you know. They had no pool. We just in the country, you know.
And then did you go? When was the next time you went back there
the
as guests?
The following year
you went back. And then every year?
Every year after that we were going back. Until I went in the service, and Uncle John went in the service, and Grandpa still went. And business was bad, and she, in the meantime, again, her husband, Frank Palmer, he had asthma very bad, and he was a nice guy, but he died. And Dottie Palmer, she was the mother, she had three kids, Jimmy, Terry, and somebody else. And they just didn't care about the business. They were pretty big guys, like 18, 19 years old, you know, younger. And so she gets a hold of Grandpa. Now we're going up there 9 years, you know. They were old friends. We were the first customer and everything, you know. Joe Arcetti was the second customer.
My heavens.
So she calls him up to her room. She liked to drink. She liked to drink. She calls him up to her room, which was upstairs, and says, Al, would you like to buy the Meadowbrook? But no, Grandpa, he, especially the war was, this is 1942. We're already in the service, you know. And he's there. Him and Nana went up, the two of them. And they made a deal. $32,000. The house in Brooklyn was $9,000 that they deducted from 32. It made of, you know, $23,000. And he bought the Meadowbrook. Sold the junkyard, as we talked about before, you know, and struggled hard. I'll never forget, we had a $17,000 mortgage when I come out of the service. And it was tough. It was tough, Al, you know, to pay it all off. We used to burn railroad ties full of creosote